This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A lightning strike has sparked a fire in the Great Sand Dunes National Park and Preserve along Highway 150. Staff and crews are working to contain the blaze. No evacuations are in place, but the park has shut down the visitor center and any inbound traffic. Meantime, the High Park Fire in Teller County is 70% contained and evacuation orders have been lifted. The Plumtoff Fire near Pagosa Springs has burned 600 acres and is 0% contained. Salida City Council has approved a temporary program that allows local employees to sleep in their cars overnight at a park. It's meant to address the affordable housing shortage there. Councilmember Jane Templeton says they'll respond to concerns brought up by area residents.
It's not going to be perfect. I want the citizenry to know that. We're on the Titanic, and the captain can't run around and ask everybody, "What do you think? Should we lower the lifeboats?" We have to act.
The city will provide basic amenities like trash pickup, portable toilets, and showers, while the participants will have to prove eligibility and agree to responsibilities like safety and respecting the community. The safe outdoor space is expected to open in June and run through October. The Hanging Lake Natural Area near Glenwood Springs will reopen on June 25th. It's been closed for almost a year due to damage from recent mudslides and wildfires. Hanging Lake itself was spared, but the path to it wasn't as lucky. The new trail is about 1 mile long and will feature newly built bridges and stone steps. You'll still need to make a reservation to visit. Daily permits will be available through the City of Glenwood Springs website. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.